Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
They say that worldwide, there are approximately 500,000 people over age 100 right now, worldwide. Why am I saying all this? Because the devil's telling you nobody lives that long. Oh, there might be one or three in the world. How about 500,000? Why couldn't you be in that club? Could you be in that club?
Yes.
Listen to this. There's also a group they call super centenarians. That's people who live past age 110. They estimate there's about 400 of those alive over age 110. The reason I say this is because when you read the scripture 120 years, a lot of people go, no, that's just not realistic. Not only is it realistic, it's happening in the world today, now. There are at least two. Now, the records are kind of iffy, you know, when you go back very far. But the Guinness World Book of Records have proven and demonstrated at least two people in our generation that have lived over 120. Two people have lived over 120. The oldest, I was kind of keeping up with her over the past few years because she just died in 97. Lady named Jean Louise Calmette from France. She died August 1997 at age 122. This is documented. 122. She led an extremely active life. She took up fencing, you know, fencing, at age 85. Said she'd try something new. She rode her bicycle actively past age 100. She's riding her bike. At age 114, she played herself in the movie Vincent and Me, becoming the oldest actress on record in film. It's happening. Somebody say it's happening. This is not ridiculous to think that you could live to be 120 years old. Somebody said out loud, it's not ridiculous. Other people are doing it. 55,000 people in the U.S. right now alive over age 100. Right now. Now let's go back to this thing we read in Psalm 90. That with the Lord, 1,000 years is like a day. Then, if that's so, and we know it is, then how long were people living in the beginning? About a day. About a day. Noah lived almost a day. Adam lived almost a day. Methuselah was the closest one we have record of. 969, he almost lived a whole day. Right? Think about it. It makes sense on a lot of levels, doesn't it? Different scriptures talk about day, a day this and a day that. And the man had his day. This is our day. But now our day has been reduced. To what? 2.5 hours. If a day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, that would make a 24-hour, if you divide it, you know, by 24, then an hour is about 42 years. So 120 years would be less than 3 hours as the Lord sees it. And we need to get our minds renewed so we see it like he does. Because the devil will tell you, oh, 10 years is a long time. It's not. We need to see it like the Lord does. I mean, if you made it all the way to 120, you got less than 3 hours to be here. From God's perspective. So don't let anybody try to talk you out of part of your time, because you're only here a couple of hours anyway. Now, I know it sounds strange to us and you're laughing, but this is not even a joke with God. That's the only way he sees it. It's the only way he sees it. Time, see, we think a year is a long time. With him, it's what? Half a minute. No, excuse me, a minute is about half a year. So, our life is a vapor, he said. What is your life? It's a vapor that appears for a little while and then vanishes away. And of course, a couple of hours is. And a lot of us, middle-aged, what we got left? An hour? Hour and a half? Check your watch. And then you're out of here. If the Lord tarries, it's coming that long. Now, you know, people don't want to talk about death. People are afraid to talk about death. The whole world is just mortified about death. But Christians are not supposed to be. I said Christians are not supposed to be afraid to talk about death, look at death, discuss death. Why? Because Jesus, took part of flesh and blood, the Bible said, and destroyed him that had the power of death. So that he might deliver those who all their lifetime were subject to bondage through the fear of death. That's why, glory to God, it says in 1 Corinthians, O grave, where is your victory? Right? Death, where is your victory? Grave, where is your sting? Grave, the grave and death has been de-stung. Declawed. Stinger's been removed. Why? Because to us, death holds no fear. We know what happens. We're not afraid. And if you could back off outside the planet a few hundred miles and could see in the spirit, there is a constant flood of people coming into the earth and leaving the earth. There are arrivals. What's that? Conceptions and births. Yes. And there are departures. Yes. People leaving the planet. Millions are leaving right now. Yes. And soon and very soon you'll leave. Yes. Mrs. Ooh, don't talk about that. Come on, get free. Yes. Are you a believer? Yes. Are you born again?
Yes.
Then this physical death is not the end.
No.
You slip out of your body. Go to be with Jesus. It's exciting. But we're only here for a couple of hours. Don't let anybody talk you out of part of your hour. Y'all with me or not? Go to Philippians. Said out loud, I am not afraid of death. Jesus had conquered death. I'm not afraid to die. I'm saved. I'll go to be with Jesus. Now, if you're afraid of death, you need to get the word in you till you get free from this. It's a paralyzing thing. It's a tormenting thing. And you're not supposed to have it like the rest of the unsaved world has it. You're supposed to be unafraid of death. Did you go to Philippians? Anybody getting stirred up at least a little bit? Philippians, verse 1, verse 20, excuse me, chapter 1. What are y'all laughing about? Chapter 1, verse 20. He said, according to my earnest expectation and my hope that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Say it out loud, Christ. Shall be magnified in my body, in life, and in death. Verse 21, for to me to live is Christ, the anointed one, the anointed life, the anointed victorious life. And to die is scary. Why did I say that? Because to millions, it is petrifying. They think dying's the worst thing in the world could ever happen to you. But it's not. I said it's not. He said, by the Spirit of God, Paul said, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Keep reading. To die is gain. For if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Why should we stay and live in the flesh? What's labor? Work. And as a result of work, fruit. Why should we fight? Why should we fight to be protected? Why should we fight to survive and to be healed and to live, finish up our 2.5 hours? Why? To do the work and to get the fruit, because it's over so quick anyway. Right? Somebody say, I want to get all my work done. Get all my fruit. So you don't want somebody else getting your work and your reward and your fruit. You want to get all you're supposed to get. Because I'm telling you, when this thing is over, before the judgment seat of Christ, getting our rewards for what we've done in the body and in the work of the Lord, people think it ain't that big of a deal now. It's going to be amazing and forever. You, if you didn't do it, you will have wished that you did everything that you could have done. Now the devil, if he can't, you know, get you to live in evil and sin and hurt other people, if you're going to be a Christian, then he wants you out of here. Now. If you're going to go to heaven, go now. Right? And get out of here so that you don't influence anybody else for the Lord. Is that right? He'd rather take you to hell with him. But if you can't do that and you are going to go to heaven, then get out of here now. Just go on now. But no, God wants to use us. There's not too many people believing in the Lord and working for the Lord. The Bible said the harvest is great and the laborers are. We need more of us. A lot more of us. Somebody said out loud, I don't have to leave early.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Long Life, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002S. That's R2002S. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith be to God.